This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day starter or two or three or four in this circumstance. The day starters are me, Doug Steffen, her, Jennifer Horn, her, Victoria Keelan, her, Kara Shillen. We are here to do lots of good things and to understand or try to understand some of the things that are going on in the world, like how Sears and Macy's seem to be succumbing to online shopping. You saw the announcement yesterday, and there'd been an announcement, I think, in December or late November about how many Macy's stores were going to be closing. There, I don't think there's a state that isn't affected by this. There are a couple closing here in Massachusetts, California, four or five, New York, half a dozen. Macy's is the biggest retail, popularly priced retailer in the country, if not the world. So the fact they're closing, what, 140 stores, 160 stores, something like that? What in the world is going on? Theories, please, ladies.
Online shopping. I mean,
Amazon.
Yeah.
That's all it is, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love Macy's, so this makes me sad because I think I love going. I love the experience of going to Macy's because it's just a one-stop shop, so it makes me sad. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, this has been the trend. And you saw the story that was kind of attached to this one. From Kohl's. Kohl's shutting down some stores, and then Sears selling off the Craftsman brand. I mean, this doesn't spell good luck for brick and mortar.
Oh, is Kohl's also owned by the Macy's group?
No, this is separate. No.
Oh, separate. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sears has been going down the wrong path since the hedge fund guy, Eddie Lambert, bought it. He bought out Kmart for the real estate. He's not a retailer. He's not a merchant. He has never been, nor has he really ever claimed to be. And after he bought out Kmart, he bought out Sears. And with Sears, the most famous brand is Craftsman, the tools that have been used by people like me. People who are professionals. They made and still do make good tools. The great thing about the Craftsman brand is that you can, when they break, you bring them back in the store, give you a new one free. I've done that half a dozen times in the last year or so. You break a wrench, a ratchet, whatever it is, you go, and they give you a new one. And it has been the leader. It's the only thing of value. So it tells me that Lambert is getting desperate in terms of the cash flow in Kmart and Sears. The real estate play that he made to buy the leases and the property that's there and run it, those have great value, tremendous billions of dollars of value. But if you're not running a store, you don't know how to run a store, you close the store and you put something else there. And I think that's what you're going to see happening. There's nothing more iconic, Jennifer, than driving into Santa Monica. You come down the 10 ends, you go under the bridge, you come out on the PCH. Just above that, as you go into under the bridge on the right-hand side, there's that old, fabulous Sears store from the 1950s. And there is something about going into that store that I just love. You can't, the parking's horrible because everything around there is horrible in Santa Monica, but it's going into that store and looking at the things that are there. But Rich McFadden told us a while ago, he bought some the Sears, the refrigerator, Kenmore dryer and washer, and they were junk. And they used to be the top of the line. Used to be great. But I always preferred Sears stuff. So you got Sears anyway, you got Macy's, you've got Kohl's, all being affected by this. They all have online presence, though, don't they? Can't you buy things from them online?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do people buy online and then they go to the store and pick it up?
You can.
Is that a redundancy?
That's a big deal with Sears. Sears specifically is you can have things shipped to the store will bring things out to your car.
Mm-hmm.
you know, there's something about going into a store and touching and feeling everything. There's a lot of times when I might go into a store and think about something and then go home and buy it online.
Oh, yeah.
So I think there still is a need for the brick and mortar. I hate to see them go all across the board because I think there's a lot to be said for actually seeing something in person.
Yeah. It just, I'm for the old, everything is changing. So everything around us is changing. People's preferences, even doesn't. It's not even an age thing. Our pal Roberta Fasanelli is proud to tell you, or you can read her postings. She didn't go into a store at Christmas. Didn't, and she's a woman who's 61 years old. Doesn't go into a store. Buys everything online. So it isn't just an age. It's just what people feel is either best for them or convenient, whatever the heck it is. And so is this a, this is a trend. Everything's changing, but everything always changes. That's what life is about. That's everything. If you look at a waterfall, just think about it maybe this way. This is very professorial, but maybe it helps us to put change into perspective. The waterfall. Stand above a waterfall or below it or beside it and watch the water come over. There's a couple of waterfalls and a little brook that goes by my house on the farm. And you just stand there and you think about how much water is coming over that waterfall every second of every minute of every day of every year. And it has been doing it for who knows how long, for centuries. So think about how that water going over the waterfall changes. Does it change the appearance of the waterfall? No, it looks like a waterfall, but the water is different. And as it changes, we change. All things that are on this planet change. Is that too philosophical or is that okay?
No, it's true.
Neither one of you are very excited today. What's going on? It's Friday. Let's go. Light a fire under your butts. Let's go.
I mean, it's kind of sad. I mean, I'm like Roberta. I didn't go into a store at all. I everything was online. Yeah. The day after Christmas, I went to the mall near my parents with my mom to do some exchanging. Yeah. And it made me a little sad because I thought, you know, the day after Christmas traditionally is always sort of a nightmare at malls. It's all the, you know, sales and crowds and everything. We parked right in front of the door and the mall was a ghost town. And it sort of made me a little depressed. So I'm not surprised by any of this. But
that Saturday night before Christmas when I went over to the mall, I was mobbed.
Yeah.
Remember I went over, I bought four or five things and it was a mob scene. And I thought, oh, I don't want to really be around all these people. But the other side of it is, wow, isn't it great that all these people are out spending money?
Yeah, they're actually out.
Yeah. You know. Out doing things and moving. Moving and grooving, as it were. All right, so just food for thought. The Talkers Magazine charts for the week, first week of the new year. We'll go through those in a moment. And then I want to understand what went on yesterday at the funeral. I don't understand, but we'll talk a little bit about the lives and how they were celebrated, Carrie Fisher and her mother, Debbie Reynolds. It's 14 past the hour with DJV.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR 4.51%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 17 after the hour, the Carrie Fisher Memorial. I was under the impression that the funeral for both of them would be held yesterday. So I see something here that suggests Carrie Fisher was remembered yesterday, and her mother is going to be remembered today. Not that it makes any difference, I suppose, but wasn't it supposed to be that the two of them were held together as a joint funeral? What am I confusing here?
I think they're going to be laid to rest together, but yeah. I can understand why they might separate the memorial. I mean, you have so many people who want to pay tribute to both of these ladies that you would be there all day, and so I can imagine why they'd want to split it in half. I mean, that would just be my thought.
Yeah. I think
Debbie Reynolds is today and Carrie was yesterday, right?
Yeah. I thought what was going on was that they were both, when I first read the story, it looked like they were both going to be held, the funerals would be together. But apparently that's not actually what's going on. So the thing that is interesting is to look online at all of the pictures and what are the best movie moments. I think we all think the Star Wars stuff was number one. The role she played in the Blues Brothers. There was something about that that was so against type. When you saw her pick up that gun and just the way that she came across, it was really quite fun. You wonder about the other things. They were there, the people who were at the funeral, Penny Marshall, Meg Ryan, Richard Dreyfuss, Candace Bergen, George Lucas, Gwyneth Paltrow, Meryl Streep, and so it goes on. I don't think who was there is important. You know, they're just more people that are just like,
it's interesting to know.
We know who they are. Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know who the celebrities are friends with in real life and who eulogized her, like Tracy Ullman, I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah. What was the connection?
I don't know. Really. But both funny, funny ladies. So, I mean, it would make sense that they'd have a friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's good. That's cool. The business about these four in Chicago who beat up this white guy and then the stuff that's coming. I was thinking about some of these other crazy people. Lyle Menendez, the business about Manson this week that people have been talking about. And any other, there's a number long as your arm of people who are mentally ill. And it has to do with the chemicals in their brain as much as anything else. There are a lot of other factors to it. But what we're doing to kind of address that, Illinois has an interesting story. We'll talk about it in the next half hour as to what they are doing or trying to do to address the problem in part. I think it's kind of interesting. A lot of interesting things going on. Today's Friday, 21 after the hour with DJV.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Interesting how I can be accused of flipping on a dime, and maybe there is something to be said for that. I put Mariah Carey into the same category as Taylor Swift now in my life. Both of them are useless and meaningless, and I have no time for them until next Christmas when we get into that Mariah Carey Christmas song again, and then, you know, maybe that will bring me back around. But this,
we watch her lipstick it again.
Yeah.
Every year.
I love that song, though. It's a great
song.
It
is a good song.
So Ryan Seacrest yesterday was interviewed. Not that he's any stranger to a microphone. He was actually doing his radio program in L.A., and it's that happened to be syndicated around the country as well. Speaking about Mariah Carey's New Year's Eve performance, and here's what he had to say.
It's live television, and things happen on live TV, and, you know, if something goes wrong, it's unfortunate for anybody.
Absolutely.
I know this team of producers. I've known these guys for years. I knew Dick Clark very, very well. This is a team that wants to do everything they can to accommodate any artist.
Right.
I mean, they and we are in the business of wanting people to look good. And believe me, tricky things, tough things can happen. Mm-hmm. Happens on live television. You've seen artists before in a concert pull out their earpieces.
Oh, yeah.
Because something happened. So something could have happened in the ears. I wasn't in those ears. It's just unfortunate that it comes to all of this.
Yeah. He's been the host.
Very boring. PR response.
Yeah, right? Boring show. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, something happened.
I don't think his radio show is that good, Frank. I think he's a personable kid and does a good job hosting things, but I'm not sure he's a great radio personality. He does know a lot of people, and they get him on that radio program, and so that's what makes it intriguing. Anyway, the point is that Mariah Carey is foolish for having done. I mean, you can, what's the old expression? You can spend years building up your reputation and your career, and it gets lost in seconds after you do something stupid. And she keeps doing these things,
yeah,
thinking that she's immune from public comment because she's some kind of god. She needs to get a reality. Somebody needs to take a pin and stick it in her and wake her up. Because as far as I'm not kidding either. As far as I'm concerned, stuff comes across to me, and you'll notice that I have ignored Taylor Swift now for months, and I intend to do the same thing with Mariah Carey. Not that's going to change her future. I just get tired of this stuff. You know,
well, it just seems that every performance now comes with, you know, a pre-written excuse.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, you know, it's too cold, so I can't sing live at the tree lighting in Rockefeller Center. Well, she hasn't sung live in years.
Yeah.
And then, oh, well, you know, my future sister-in-law saw her at Radio City. She sang two songs, and she walked off the stage and said the sound system wasn't okay. Didn't give refunds. I mean, people literally saw her do two songs with a heavy backing track. I mean, pretty much with Britney Spears, you expect that she's going to be lip-syncing. And now with Mariah Carey, you just have to expect that. She just doesn't...
The
sad truth is she doesn't have the voice anymore.
I know.
She just doesn't.
Feel a little empathetic for her, though.
I feel sorry for her, but...
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because
she had a great life, a great career.
She had a great voice.
I feel sorry for her because she doesn't get it.
Well, but she's had this diva-style voice, and then that goes away. And so the only thing that you were hanging your hat on is now gone, and you're clinging to fame, and you're trying to continue your career, and... You're having a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, she could definitely behave better, but it's just there's a shred of empathy with me because I think that's such a gift to lose.
Not me. I'm holding on to my career by holding on.
I don't know why she lost her voice. I mean, she's not a druggie at all, so I'm not sure what happened, but she definitely lost it.
Eating too much salmon. Hello to the folks listening.
You strain your voice when you sing like that, though. I mean, just in general.
Hello to the folks listening on KKOM in San Luis Obispo, California. K.com, the radio station there that's carrying this program at 28 past the hour.
Now what? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Everything that has happened to you in your life has already happened. Good, bad, happy, sad, scary, peaceful, heartbreaking, or indifferent, the past is gone. There is nothing you can do, say, or wish that will ever get even 1 second of your life back. So really, really the only question for you at this point, for this exact moment, is this. Now what? What's done is done. What's gone is gone. Life hurts sometimes. Life is filled with joy sometimes. But eventually, joy or pain, all things emotional and all things experience will change. And for you, and for me, and for everyone else, the one overriding question that needs to ring in our ears is, now what? Because when you can figure that out, you'll learn how to best handle the obstacles and challenges that are right in front of you. For more on handling it all, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The DJV Experience. You can follow the program on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillen with two N's, at Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. The situation in Chicago with those four people who are arrested, and I hope they go to jail for the rest of their lives. They may or may not, depends on what sort of presentation the prosecution makes. But that aside, everybody's seen the video, people have heard the story. Here's a very interesting way to get at people and what's wrong with them. Whether you know, these people are just angry, little nasty kids that needed a boot from their father and mother maybe along the way, but then something happens to trigger this sort of thing, and it's in your mind. These things come in one's mind. And then I was talking about the other people. There are a number of other people. There's Dylan Roof. I mean, all the people that do this sort of thing, and the victims. So there's new legislation in Illinois that will provide people who are victims of all kinds of crazy things a sort of unexpected way for protection. There's a Cosmetology Act in most states that regulates barbers, salon professionals, hairdressers, nail clippers, or whatever they're called. What are they called? Nail clippers. There's the people
that do
mani and pedi.
Manicures?
Yeah, them too. So here's what's going to come out of this law.
I like to call them nail clippers.
Nail clippers.
That's great.
The hairdresser will be trained, barbers will be trained on how to recognize signs of abuse and then offer help to the people that they're working on, their clients. If you see a wound, you see a bruise or something that is obviously wrong, hair guy's cutting your hair, he's going to see what's going on around your head. The same thing with a hairdresser. You look at somebody's hands. If you're doing a manicure, you see what may be going on. And so they're going to be taught in a class what to look for and how to report abuse. I think this is a very interesting idea, actually. It's a program known as Listen, Support, Connect. There are a number of different agencies getting involved. This call, Chicago says, no more. And maybe that needs to be applied across the board. But I don't know, just getting everybody gets their hair done, their nails done, right? Jennifer, how often do you get your hair done?
I should do it more often, probably every 3 months.
Really? How often do you get yours done, Victoria? Now that you cut it, you just wash it?
Well, now that it's really short, it's because it's sort of a precision cut. I need to be there like a guy, like every 5 weeks.
Yeah, right. Okay. How about you, Kara? What do you do with your hair?
I'm the same way. When my hair used to be really short, I would have to go probably every 2 months or so just because it grows out super quickly. But now I'm just kind of lazy about it, and I might go like every 3 or 4 months.
But, you know, it's true. I mean, hairstylists, you know, my hairstylist who I've been friends with for years, you know, he always tells me he sees plastic surgery scars, you know. Yeah. I mean, they know everything. They really do know a lot. And so many women who are victims of domestic violence, you know, they're so, it's so sad, and they're so afraid of having anyone know what's happening in their life, and they're so afraid of their abuser. I think this is a wonderful thing, because a hairstylist, there's an intimate connection, and you're trusting your appearance in someone else's hands. And I think that this is a really smart thing, and if this can help some people without making it a burden on the stylist, which I think this law is saying, you know, if they don't report something, they're not going to be held liable for it.
Yeah.
But I think this could be really helpful.
Yeah. So let's see where it goes, but it is a unique idea. Maybe it'll get copied around the rest of the country. The program now has an important decision to make. This is the DJV Experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I have introduced you to Biff Horn and to Biff Keelan. Each day,
I'm the one.
Trying to bring you up to date on some of the behind the scenes in the world of sports. And we decided that we needed to have some sort of a jingle or an introduction or something that separates that conversation from other conversations we're having on the program. So, excuse me, I say this advisedly. We have our crack staff. We have now put together 4 different choices. And I wonder if we should take phone calls, or we should post these on Facebook, or I should just decide by listening to God and the boss. I listen to him and decide which one I want. Or maybe we'll do a collective. We got 4 votes. Maybe we'll do 3 votes, and I'll break a tie. We have all 4 of the... We're making a big deal out of this.
Doesn't 3 votes break a tie? I don't think you can have a tie with 3 votes.
Apparently, Doug's counting his own vote twice.
Yeah.
Which is as it should be, after all. Okay. So here's the first of 4... possible
Doug,
intros.
My name's in the middle. I think I get 2 votes.
And also, actually, there's only 3.
3?
Yeah,
what happened to the 4th one? I thought we had 4.
I don't think there ever was one.
All right. Here we go. This is Biff intro number 1.
Yeah, I saw you getting excited about the clapping over there.
No clapping.
Excuse me? All right, that's number 1. Not too much enthusiasm aimed at that one. Okay.
What else we got?
Here's Biff intro number 2.
Oh, So pretty classic.
The late 80s called. They want their radio show back.
Yeah.
That's not even late 80s. That's like mid 70s.
That's maybe. Local general skate night at the at the rink.
All right. Yeah. Here's Biff intro possible number 3.
I'm eliminating this one.
The cucaracha or something? What is that?
I knew you'd be so excited about that.
Is
that the cucaracha?
All right. So we have number 1, which doesn't seem to make it because of the clapping. Number 3 has clapping. So do we agree that number 2 will be our Biff intro?
I have an idea.
Can we hold out for a 4th?
Yeah, I mean, in lieu of just getting absolutely ridiculously sick of all of these themes, couldn't we rotate them?
Get a new one? I'm not liking any of that.
But I'd like to take out La Cucaracha. The first 2 I could deal with, maybe.
La Cucaracha, da-da-da-da-da. All right, so...
Well, what do you like, Doug? I mean, are you feeling any of those?
I don't like any of them.
Yeah, me neither. Okay.
I can have fun with them, but I don't... I mean, after... With
back
me,
to the drawing
most
board.
Of you know me well enough, and especially Bob, who put these together, that my attention span is about that long, and if I listen to that more than 3 or 4 times, someone's going to get hurt.
So. Yeah, that's why I think we need to alternate them and maybe...
No, I'm not using any of them.
I was trying, Kara.
Use the second one for now until we...
Can we revisit the second one? I'd like to hear it.
Okay, hit the second one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like being at a hockey game.
This is not a hockey game. This is a baseball game. You're waiting for the guy to bat.
Uh-oh.
Charge!
Yeah.
Like that.
They play that at Ranger games, too.
Yeah,
that is also... Yeah, it's just...
All right, leading the sports stories today, Donald Trump-Tiger Woods... golf match, and Woods is blogging about it. So, Victoria, what did he say?
He hit
the balls better than he did. Go ahead.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Go ahead. Never mind. It's okay.
It's dangerous.
Yes.
I think Tiger was pretty impressed with Donald Trump's swing. They didn't play against each other. I don't think they had a foursome. They were put together on a course at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach.
Yep.
And Tiger blogged about it, and he said, what impressed me most was how far he hits the ball at 70 years old. He takes a pretty good lash, and that's what he was blogging about, amongst other things. He said our discussion topics were wide-ranging. It was fun. We both enjoyed the bantering, bickering, and needling.
I wonder what they were bickering and needling each other about.
I think
just
probably...
How do you needle the president?
I'm pretty sure that Trump was needling Tiger.
Oh, you think?
I would imagine be, like, from Celebrity Apprentice to the presidency, maybe. I mean, there's probably...
Was Tiger Woods on Celebrity Apprentice?
No. Never. Huh. Too big a star.
Huh. Well, anyway...
They didn't have a match. They just were playing for fun, and Tiger was testing new drivers and fairway woods. So he said he changed some of his settings, and he said, I think he enjoyed seeing the difference in shots when you experiment. They probably just, had a nice time walking the course together, and I'm sure Trump, obviously anyone golfing with Tiger Woods is going to pick up on a few tips and tricks. So,
And I guess Tiger Woods has played with the last few presidents. He's played with George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. So,
Really?
I think for Tiger, it's more about getting back to the top of his game again. And he said
getting,
in 2017,
what for Tiger is getting a little bit of attention, and this is a great way to do it. And I would imagine, I think there's so much wrong-headed thinking about Trump. I'm not an apologist for him. I don't have to be an apologist. He's pretty good at the bully pulpit himself. But I think there's a lot there that nobody has seen or felt, scratched the surface. I can't tell you that I'm impressed with a lot of the, and I mean a lot of them. I think a lot of these people in the cabinet are not who I would choose, but I'm not president. And like I said last night, I wasn't popular with my sister. Were we talking about that on the air or off the air? But my sister.
Off the air.
Sometimes our conversations, folks.
Yeah, I know.
They trail. They just keep going. Anyway, I had dinner at my sister's house last night, and she and her husband were having an argument, and it was an argument about Trump and what he was all about. And I'm not going to get into the particulars, but it was a focus on Trump not being a swell guy. And I just think that I said to her, the only comment I made. Actually, it was a nice time for my niece and I. I like my two nieces, Devin and Kelsey, her kids. And we, Instead of paying attention to the conversation, she's very good. Matter of fact, I think I might have her work on some of the social media here in the program. She put the Uber app on my new iPhone, and we were talking about other stuff that was there, and that's why we spent our time. We weren't listening to the two of them argue about Trump. But there's so much pat stuff that comes from the left-of-center news media that is aimed at denigrating, and a lot of the people around who support that way of thinking. That's fine, because that's, you're right. We need to have those conversations. We need to have disagreements. We need to have different points of view. But to so denigrate the guy for, A, what he may have done 10, 12, 14 years ago, and I don't accept it. I'm not, I don't, it was lurid. It was disgusting. But it is the way a lot of men speak. Does that disqualify him from being the president? Obviously not, because he got voted in. But the other side of it is that you give no credit to people for being able to change or grow.
Well, we don't
or
know that he
different.
Has changed. I mean,
we don't know that he hasn't either. Yeah, well. I mean, that's the point. You let him go on and do his job, but to have all these pot shots, I mean, to his credit, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, he's not paying much attention to him, obviously. Anyway, I don't want to get off on it. I just found it interesting that it was a sport at the dinner table at my sister's house last night. All right, the other sports story of interest to you, Jennifer, is the end of Chris Berman from ESPN. Here's a guy who started in suburban Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure whether he's related to Len Berman. They were both very good sports people. They both ended up in New York. Apparently, people think that Chris Berman's getting old. I don't think he's that old.
No, he's only 61.
Yeah, why is he getting dumped from ESPN?
You know, it's a good question. There's got to be something going on there. But he, if you don't know who Chris Berman is, he's the voice of the Home Run Derby. And he has been since it started. He'll no longer do that. He's also stepping away from his role at the NFL studio. And this was all in an interview that he gave to the Sports Business Journal. He said he's also going to step aside as host of ESPN's NFL Countdown, Primetime, and Monday Night Countdown.
I wonder if he's sick.
You know, that's what I wonder. There's got to be something to step away.
Very young, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's so loved. I mean, it's not like...
He's very popular, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he was like, I don't know, you just, when you think ESPN, you hear his voice.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So... Time marches on, boys and girls. It certainly does. Changing the current.
Yeah, he'll continue to work at radio, which is interesting.
Yeah. 11 minutes before the hour here with DJV.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a review of the top five technology items this week, starting with number five. Isn't it clever how we've done this? From number five to number one, who would have thought we'd go through the top five items in technology in order from number five to number one? Wow! We've done this all on our own, too, boys and girls. Well, I've had some help from Victoria Keelan. I'm going to be the big voice announcer, and Victoria will bring you up to speed on some of these items. So are you ready there, Victoria?
Ready.
Straightened in your brain. Okay, here's number five.
Well, of course, most of the country is getting some winter weather this weekend, if you haven't already gotten it. So one of the most important things you need to think about are your devices. And if you're traveling in your car or if you're traveling on an airplane, you have to make sure that you protect your devices, whether it's your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone, from the cold. We all know, we're all aware of not leaving these things in a hot car in the summer, but the winter weather can be just as damaging to your devices, and it can literally fry a motherboard on your laptop, and it can ruin your screen on a smartphone. So you have to make sure that you don't leave things in your trunk. You don't let things get to freezing temperatures. If you must leave things in a trunk in your car, or if you have to fly with them in a suitcase, don't check them. Do not leave them in. Bring them with you as carry-on and wrap them up in a sweater.
Yeah,
don't check your bags.
For two reasons, they can get stolen. By the people that work at the airport.
And damaged, of course, that
tossed
around.
Except for Kara's father. Then the cold, because if there's no animal in the undercarriage, they don't pressurize it, they don't put any heat down there, so it's usually 30 to 40 below in the atmosphere where the plane is traveling, and that's what's going to be in the, belly of the
right,
plane.
And one of the things that you also need to remember, if you do have to check your bags with your devices in them, make sure that you allow them to get back to room temperature before you power them on again, because rebooting your devices while they're freezing cold can actually do some permanent damage. So just make sure you take care of your
right.
Rebooting me when I'm cold does permanent damage.
Number four.
Speaking of smartphones and damage, I can't even believe was a story this week, but it is. Apple is saying that they love that everyone's enthusiastic about the water-resistant aspect of the new iPhone 7, but people have got to stop showering with their iPhones. This is a thing. I can't believe this is a thing, but
people are taking their iPhone 7s into the shower with them, whether it's to listen to music or to check email. Stop doing that, because it's not waterproof, it's water resistant. So a few drops of water isn't going to mess up your iPhone, but you can't go swimming with it. So that's the message to the dummies out there.
All right.
From your friends at DJV, don't go showering with your iPhone.
Number three.
Facebook got some heat this week because they blocked a photo of the statue of Neptune for being explicitly sexual. Neptune apparently says that it having a picture of Neptune, this all started with a travel writer in Italy, in the Piazza del Nettuna in the Italian city of Bologna. She is a local writer. She was doing a local piece on the history of her city of Bologna. She wanted to highlight the piece with a picture of the statue of Neptune, and Facebook would not allow it to be posted.
And it
so
only
now
took
there's an
seconds.
Online...
It took him seconds to take it down, but it took him a half hour to get down the video of the four kids beating up that guy in Chicago. Hello.
There
ding,
you
ding,
go.
Ding. Anybody home?
There you go. So there's an online petition called Yes to Neptune, No to Censorship.
All right. Speaking of Facebook, number two features the founder, at least allegedly, of Facebook.
Right. Allegedly. Mark Zuckerberg has 83 million Facebook friends. And every year around this time, he likes to do a Facebook Live or a post and share his resolutions for the year. Most of them are personal. This year, he did something that's a little more company-centric. He vows to visit every state this year in 2017, and he wants to meet and talk with people from every state. And he wants to discuss some of the issues that are going on in the country. He feels that everyone is way too divided. And he said, for decades, technology and globalization have made us more productive and connected, but it's also had a lot of drawbacks. And he wants to find a way to change the game so it works for everyone, which I think is commendable if he can achieve this goal for 2017.
Number one.
The Vermont utility hack was also a huge story this week. Of course, it's making people more concerned about the U.S. power grid. Now, this was a laptop that was not plugged into the actual power plant in Vermont. However, there was Russian malware found on the laptop. And, of course, the Obama administration has been calling out Russia for their hacks during the U.S. election. And, of course, if the U.S. power grid goes down, then we have a serious problem with all of our medical systems and hospitals. So,
yeah.
With everything. So, this is yet another step in the hacking issue.
Those damn Russians. What are we going to do about them? Let's go to war. Let's bomb them. Okay, food for thought. It's 59 past the hour.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.